not object to the R1. The problem we've had with the redevelopment of many of the places on Belmont already has what's going in place of where there were homes or something is going in place is this multifamily housing, which basically means studios and a few one bedrooms. So, and they're not affordable. So what we have found in the two places in Buckman where there has been on R1 housing built, we found townhouses that have more than one bedroom where we're allowed to have families, including children. So it's always been a goal of the Buckman Community Association to continue to support and advocate for housing options that include opportunities for children to be here, to be able to go to wonderful Buckman School, to be able to be here in the parks and to be part of our community, and so that we're not to just have one single demographic of single persons or young couples. So that was issue number one. The second one is the one that Ken Diener brought up, which has to do with the spot zoning on 348, which I am very much opposed to. The history of the neighborhood was, if as many of you probably do remember, was that back in the 70s, there was just wholesale demolitions taking place over there. It was the A2's apartment zone, and a group of wonderful activists came forward and said, whoa, you know, we're just going to end up with one of these kind of, I hate to use the name, but Joe Weston type apartments. And so what was put into place was R5 in the interior and R1 on the edges. And this moves, this 1-2 punch of this moves completely away from this and threatens the existing housing stock we have. In that 348 section, there are 38 turn-of-the-century historic homes in there. There's also 14 multifamily dwellings that are already in there. I mean, I live next to the house that was next to me was originally owned by a Japanese American who ended up in the internment camp. The house was ultimately demolished, and a 20-story apartment building is right next to me. And so
I'm going to have to stop.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is I oppose that very strongly, and I hope you relook at it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Hollins. I'm chair of the Sylvan Highlands Neighborhood Association. We've enjoyed interacting with the online tools and found the Bureau of Sustainability, Planet and Sustainability staff knowledgeable and very responsive, so thank you for that. We as a neighborhood support the draft comprehensive plan and the proposed changes for our neighborhood. That's all.
Thank you for staying to say that. What do I do? Very nice way to end.
Well, thank you all for a very good hearing. We will have the next hearing will be December 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Middleman Jewish Community Center. Thank you all very much, and we are adjourned. Made it.
At least through that part.
Wow.